Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in the eighth parak of Masechet Kittin, in the middle of the second Mishnah on Daf Ayin Chet Amud Aleph Hayta Omeret Pershut Harabim. So until now we dealt with getting the shtar, the get to the woman in her reshut or in his reshut, etc. We even dealt with a case where the get was thrown into her bed and she was in the bed at the time and dealing with who owned the bed and whose reshut, etc. Now we're dealing with a situation where she is in the public area, which means it's nobody's reshut. He threw it to her. Karov la megureshet. If it's closer to her, we'll see what that means, then the divorce is valid. Karov lo eino megureshet. If it's closer to him, then not. Mechza mechza. If it's somewhere in the middle, whatever that may mean. Megureshet veino megureshet. We'll explain all of those terms, several different approaches to them in the Gemara. V'chein linyan kiddushin. The same halacha applies to kiddushin. V'chein linyan hachov. The same thing applies to paying back a debt. Amar lo bal chovo. And I always say an example in the context of a chov. If the creditor said, Zrokli chovi uzrakolo, he said to the debtor, throw me back the money that you owe me. And he threw it, so he has to have his permission to return it in such a way. Karov la malve, if it's closer to the lender, then zacha malve, then it's the malve's, which means if it then gets destroyed, the lova is paid up, he doesn't have to pay anything more. Karov la lova, but if it stayed closer to the borrower, and then it got destroyed, halove chayav, the lova then has to repay it. Mechza mechza, what if it's in the middle, whatever the middle is again, yachloku, shneim yachloku, then they have to divide it, which means the lova in that case, if it got destroyed, would owe him half. Now the Gemara immediately asks the question, what is Karovla? Hayechidami Karovla, Hayechidami Karovlo. What's closer to her, what's closer to him? Amar Rav. Rav's got the first take on this, which is Arba Amot Shela. The four Amot that are around her, from four Amot radius going out from her, Hazeo Karovla. Arba Amot Shelo, Zeo Karovlo. Alright, so then Hayechidami Mechza Mechza, then what's half on half? Now you could argue that half by half means if they're further than 8 amot away from each other, anything outside of the radius of 4 amot would be half mechza mechza. But Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak explains, according to Rav, kegon shehayu shnehem omdim be'arba amot. So he modifies it. He says if both of them were in the same arba amot, v'lech zehem minayu kadim, so why don't we see who got there first, which means they own those dalad amot. Chitem adatu devar be'haradi adadi, you think that they came at the exact same moment? V'ayiv shalat samtseim, we rule that iiv shalat samtseim, two actions can never be considered to be exactly simultaneous. Some of them had to get the first. We're talking about a situation where there's exactly eight amot. Exactly eight amot. It's the get went from his four amot to her four amot. But it's still connected to him. He's got holding on to it. Ella, so that doesn't work. The get is lying on the border, so that means that it's still within his dalal amot, and therefore we can't call it mechzal mechza. It should be 100% not a get. El Rav of Rav Yosef Tamar Tavayu. So we're rejecting Rav at least as far as the mechzal mechza piece goes, and we say hacha b'shteki te'edi maskinen. What's mechzal mechza? Where there's two sets of witnesses. Achat amar karavla, achat amar karavla. You simply have a conflicting testimony about where the get was, closer to him or closer to her. That's one approach. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, he has a whole different take. Karovla means shaninu afilu me'ama. The Mishnah says karovla, it means closer to her, meaning it could be 100 amot away, as long as it's closer to him, than it, her to her, than it is to him. Karovlo, again, shaninu afilu me'ama. Same thing, he could be 100 amot away. If she's 101 amot away, it's closer to him. 101 amot away. Hechidami mechza mechza, so then what's half by half? Half on half, meaning in the middle. Amar Shem Baraba. Rabbi Yochanan explained it to me. Which means now we're rejecting the original report from Rabbi Yochanan and fixing it. Karov lo is now not just simply proximity, no matter what the distance, but if he can somehow have control and guard it, keep anybody from getting it, then and she can't, then zeo karov lo. That's karov lo, which means it could be sitting right next to her, and he's 10 feet away, but it's karov lo because he somehow has access to it, and she doesn't. And he can control it. And flip it. If she can watch it and he can't, Zokar of La, that's closer to her, even though it's physically closer to him. And so if they're both on the same footing, they can both guard it or they both can't guard it, then Zel Mechza Mechza, that's called Mechza Mechza. So Mechza Mechza is not an issue of distance, neither is Karov, it's an issue of Shmirah, and Mechza Mechza is simply when they have the same level of protection over the item. So this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Then the rabbis reported in the name of Rabbi Yonatan the same thing. He said, boy, those Babylonians, this is not the Rabbi Yonatan the Tana, but there's a Rabbi Yonatan who was an Amor in Babel, evidently. And he said that these Bavlim really do understand how to say things. So there was constantly a competition between Chachmei Eretz Yisrael and Chachmei Bavel, so here he was praising them and saying, these Bavelim really know how to explain things. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Koshu Karov La Milo, he has a simple equation. He disagrees and says, if it's closer to her than to him, Uva Kelev Vinat Lo, and a dog came and grabbed it, Enam Agureshet. And it's the fact that it's closer to her, but she cannot protect it, so it's kinder Rabbi Yochanan, she has to watch it the whole time. After all, we just said, if it's closer to her than to him. So now we're doubling back and saying, Rabbi Elazar really is saying the same thing as the second report of Rabbi Yochanan, which is, even if it's closer to her, but if a dog were to come, he could stop the dog, but she can't, then in a Megureshet, that's considered closer to him. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel had a different take. He told his student Rav Yehuda, Shinina, Kadesh Tashuach V'tidano, has to be close enough that she could lean over and pick it up. So now it's not even Dalet Amot. That's certainly not a question of closer than. It has to be close enough that she could lean over and pick it up. V'yavlo Tavid Uvda Adamati Gitali Adavit. You do not paskin that she's Megureshet until she actually has it in her hands. Rav Mordechai, the Ravashi, Havi Uvda Achiv Asrucha Achalitza. Rav Mordechai supported this by telling Rav Ashi, we actually had a case happen like that, where the guy threw it to her, it was closer to her, it was maybe even close enough for her to pick it up, she hadn't yet picked it up and the guy died, and just to be sure, they made sure that she did chalitza and was not able to marry someone else beforehand. Okay, the Mishnah then said, v'chein li'inyan kiddushin, the same rule halacha applies to kiddushin. Am Rav Asi, am Rav Yochanan, l'gitin amru v'lo l'davar acher. Rav Asi quotes Rav Yochanan saying that this rule of karov is only for gittin. He challenged him and said, what do you mean? The Mishnah says that Kiddushin also. So Shani Hatam Dichtiv Yatzava Haita, the famous Hekesh of Yatzava Haita, that compares Gitin to Kiddushin, which is, by the way, how we know Shtar Kiddushin, for instance. And as a result of that, he said, oh, so V'chein L'inyan Gitin means Gitin, and everything comes along with Gitin, which is Kiddushin. So Eitavei V'chein L'inyan Achov, but the rest of the Mishnah said, you can pay back a debt by throwing it closer to him. Zrokli Chovi, Uzrako, Lo, Karov Malve, Zacha Halove, Karov Halove, Halove Chayav, Mechza Mechza, Shnema Yachloku, the Mishnah. So the answer is, Zacha Mayaskin and Damar, there's Zrokli Chovi V'tipater. We're talking about a case where the Malve says, throw me what you owe, and then you'll be potter. So, Yachi Maimamemer, then it's obvious that it's good. You don't need the Mishnah to teach you that. So, Lotzricha Da'amale Zrokli Chovi B'Torat Gitin. What he said was, throw it to me according to the laws of Get. In other words, he's saying, I want you to appropriate the laws of Get for it to work. V'akati Maimamemra. So, again, why is that a Chiddush? Ma'udatema Matzia Marla Mishatani Bacha. We'd think that perhaps the creditor afterward, the debtor threw it and then it got destroyed and the debtor says, I'm off the hook. The creditor could say, I was just kidding. Kamash Malan, that when he says that, that works and you can appropriate the system of Gittin for other things, but understand, says Rav Asi, it's the system of Gittin and Chov is just piggybacking on it. Arav Chista, get biada umeshicha biado. Let's say he gives her the get, but it's tied to a string that he's got in his hands. Im yachol natkov lavio etzla, if she could pull it, if he could pull it and bring the get back, and a megureshet. V'imla megureshet, but if there's no way for him to pull it back, and again, it connects to the issue of shmirah, then megureshet. My time, huh? Pa'inan kritut v'leika. You need to have an excision. And as long as he could possibly pull it back, they're not really separated from each other. Arav Yehuda, itaya da suyake katafres. Let's say her hand was shaped as a slant. She held it in a slant downwards. Uzrakola, and he threw it to her. Av bishigia get liyada, even though it got into her hand, in a megureshet. Amai. What are you talking about? Even if we say that that's not a catch, nonetheless, it falls right within her arba amot, which means, according to almost anybody, that's karov la. So the answer is bidol onach. We're talking about a case where it fell, but it never came to rest. It's a garshme avir de arba amot. So the airspace of her arba amot should be kona for her. So the fact that not tifshot deboy Rabbi Elazar, that should be able to settle the question that Rabbi Elazar asked. Arba amot shemru yistan avir ein lan avir. The fact that you're kona anything with within your arba amot, are you kona in airspace or does it have to land? That should solve that it has to land, because otherwise she'd be megureshet. Tifshot ein lan avir. No, we're talking about a situation where she was standing right over a riverbank with her hands down facing into the water. He threw it bounced off her hands into the water, which means it never had a chance to to come to rest, and the airspace of the Arba Amot is meaningless because it was over the water and it was going to it was going to go straight in the water. Okay, the next Mishnah, which is the end of Gimel, Haita Omeret al Rosh Hagag Uzrakola. Let's say that she was standing up on a roof, and he threw the get to her from below. Kevan shegiyal avir hagag, once it gets in the airspace over the roof, arezum gureshet. That's valid. We'll have to see what the context is. Hu milamala v'hilam milamata, switch it. Let's say he's on the roof and she's below. Uzakola, kevan sheatzam reshut hagag. Once it leaves the reshut hagag, she's divorced, so that nimchak on israf is megureshet. Even if at that point in the air, somehow it got erased because of friction, it got burned up, then she's megureshet because it was already in her space. Now, I have to see what the context is. So the first question is about throwing it up to the roof. V'halo mintar? Who says it's going to stay on the roof? There's no guard. There's nobody to guard it. It's up in the air. Why should she be megureshet when it gets to the airspace of the roof? And we're talking about a roof that has a parapet. And he said, no, we're talking about a case where the get had fallen within three tfachim of the roof, the floor of the roof, the standing part of the roof. So therefore, within three tfachim, it's considered to be on the roof. So even though it's technically in the airspace, it's really considered to be on the floor of the roof. That, of course, is difficult because then we wouldn't call it a vir hagag. So therefore, it's we have the first answer, which says we're talking about a gag that has a maakeh around it, a parapet. And therefore, once it's over the airspace, we know that unless something strange happens, like an unusual wind, it's going to fall straight down and it's going to land in a guardable area. Now, flip it. Humi lamala, if he's up on top and she's on the, in the chatzer, then the minute it leaves his airspace, the airspace of the roof, she's megureshet. V'halo mintar, but she's not able to guard it. We have to be configuring that we have a case where the courtyard where she is, its boundaries are higher than the boundaries of the roof. And so therefore, the minute he throws it out, it's already within, altitudinally, it's within a protected area. V'chen amar Rabbi Elazar, So both Babylon and Eretz Yisrael understood the Mishnah this way. So he asked Ula, come on, who does this follow? It sounds like it's following Rebbe's opinion about carrying on Shabbat, which is that if you throw something from a private area, from the balcony, let's say the case in Hazorik, over the public area to the balcony across, which is private, you're chayiv twice. Because when you threw it in the air, it's in the air is considered to be at rest, so you've gone from Shut Yachid to Shut Abim, and then from the air back to the next one, it's also another carrying. So in other words, even though it's constantly moving, we consider that when it's in the air, that's at rest. It sounds like the same thing here, because the get in the air is considered to be at rest. So that means that Rabbanan who disagree with Rebbe in Shabbat would disagree with this. Amaleya filu temer Rabbanan. Who answered back? No, even the Rabbanan would agree here. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan alei de Rebbe alinyan Shabbat. Their disagreement is within the formal understanding of Hanocha, of things coming to rest, l'gabe Shabbat. Aval hacha mishumin turuhu. Here it's not because of a formal definition of Hanacha, but rather the practical ability to guard it. Fakamintar, this is already guarded because it's floating in the air above my ground, and it's below the level of the fence around that property, so it's guarded. All right, and again, we have Rabbi Yochanan quoted as saying that. So the same conversation took place with Rav Asi, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan, just like Ula, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan, had to make the same defense and the same piece. Come on, Rabbi, the Rakutan Shunuch Adam, Rabbi, I feel the Rabbanon, the plea Rabbanon, the Rabbi, El Nyan Shabbat, Hachem Shun Tura, whoever, how come in Tara? It's the same exact conversation that Ula, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, had to defend that Rabbanon would say this, and Rav Asi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, made the same defense. Now we said in Nimchak, we said that once it's in the air, even if it got erased, it's migureshen. That's only if it was on its way down that it got erased. Let's say he threw it up like a paper airplane and it was on its way up. Somehow it was exposed to the sun and something happened, it got erased. Lo, my time on mikar lo lemenachkai, because it never was in a position of coming to rest as a properly written get. And because while on the upward trajectory, it got erased. Okay. Nisraf. We said also if it got burned up, then it's valid. Again, it has to be on its way. Nachman Ravua, Loshano El Shakadam Get Lidleika. This is only if first the get was thrown and then the fire started. Alakadma Dleika the get, but let's say there was a fire and then he threw it in the direction where the fire was, lo. It's no good. Why? My Tommy car, the Saifa car, it was going straight in the fire. The fact that it happened over her airspace doesn't help because there was a big fire and it was heading right there. Rav Chista makes the following comment. Rishiyot chalukot ligit begitin. Which seems to mean that in one area you could have different properties based on the size of the piece or of the size of the pedestal or whatever it is. There would be a separate rishut for gitin. Let's see what that means. Manale the Sabaha. How does Saba, now this by the way is Rava's father-in-law, Rav Chista. So he says, how does the old man know this? Amarle Manitini. He said he knows it from the Mishnah. I told him it al Rosha Gag Zurakola. From our first case, if she's on the roof and he throws it up, there Kivanchi Gia Get La Vergang, once it gets into the airspace of the roof, Hare Zoom Igureshet. And then the divorce happens. So we have to figure out what's the case. If it's all her property, I don't need Avergag. After all, he's in her chatzer. It must be all his. What does it help for it to get to the Avergag? After all, it's his property. It must be that it's her roof in his chatzer. His chatzer, it's her house, and on top of the roof is hers. So that means Rishiyot Chalukot Legitin. It's his chatzer, but it's her gag, and that works. But that doesn't work because Ema Seifa, Humi Lamalavi, Humi Lamato, when he's on the roof and she's below, is Rakola, Kiran Shiatsam Rishut Agag, Nimchakon Israfer, Izum Gureshet. We said once it goes off of the airspace of the roof, no matter what happens to it, she's Mugureshet. If you think it's the same case where it's her roof and his chatzer, am I Mugureshet? Why should she be divorced? She's in his chatzer. Ela Begag Didev, Chatzer Didah. Must be that it's his roof and her chatzer. So now, Reisha Begag Didah, Chatzer Didah, you're going to say that the first case is when it's her roof and his chatzer, Vasefa Begag Didev, Chatzer Didah, and the second case is the opposite, where it's his roof and her chatzer, which by the way makes sense because in each case that she's standing on her property. Ela Lav to Ush Lamakom. It must be that it's all his and he lent a space to her. Tachad makom moshli in shi, trei makom at lo moshli in shi. What Rochis is trying to say is the person only lends one spot. It's like we had in the previous podcast with Rav Yosef's plaque about the piece of wood in the chatzer. That a person only lends one space, and therefore if we define something as being an independent space because it's 10 high, 4 wide, etc., then it will not be included. So I'm going to lay the area. So Rav was challenged as follows. He said, who said that we have to read the Mishnah that way? Dilma hakadita vahakadita. Maybe the Reisha is one case and the Seif is another case. Reisha begagdida vachatzadida. Seif begagdida vachatzadida. Read it the way that we read it, which is that the first case is where it is her roof and his chatzer, and the second is the opposite because, again, she's standing on her own property. That fits very well. All right, good. So we have countered that, and when Rav Chista now has not been supported, we have no support for his contention that Rishiyot Chalukot Legitin. Rava now comes with a a threefold prescriptions, as it were, for Gittin. Amar Rava, Shalosh Midot B'Gittin. Hada Amar Rebbe, Rebbe as well. And this is three ways in which Get and Shabbat are different as far as Rishiyot. Hada Amar Rebbe, Kluta K'misha Huncha, Rebbe's rule about Kluta, that something in the air is considered to be at rest. Upligi Rabbanan Aleh, the Rabbanan disagree with him. Hanim Ilin in Shabbat. That's only for Shabbat that they disagree. But as far as Gittin goes, all I'm concerned with is who has control over it. And since if it's in my airspace and eventually is going to land, I have control over it, then it's already considered at rest right now. And Rabbanan will agree. V'hadam Rav Chista, second rule about Shabbat. Rav Chista said, Na'atz kaneh b'shut ha'yachid v'shut traskal. If a guy put a thin stick in Rishut ha'yachid, and at the very top of it, way high, there was a basket. V'zarag v'nachal gavav, and you threw something into the basket, afilu gavav me'amama, even if the basket's up to the sky, chayav. Why? V'fish Rishut ha'yachid ol al darakiyah. Because Rishut ha'yachid, which this is, it's 10 high or more, and then on top it's got a basket that's big enough, dalad al dalad. Goes all the way to heaven. Rishut Arbim only goes to 10 tefachim. Rishut Yachid goes all the way up. Hanimil inyan Shabbat. That's only for Shabbat. Hachem Shemintur Hu V'Halo Mintar. But you can't say that if a person sticks a stick in the ground or the basket way high in the air and you throw a get in there, that she's divorced. She has no access to it. She has no control over it. And therefore, again, when it comes to Shabbat, we're looking at a formal sense of Rishut, and when we come to Gittin, we're much more looking at practical sense of Rishut. Shmuel's halacha that you should not stand on one roof and reach over and collect rain coming down from the neighbor's roof. Just like they're separate rishiyot below, so the gagot are separate, and you're carrying from one rishut yachid to another without an eruv. Hanimili linyan Shabbat. Again, that's only Shabbat. Aval linyan get mishum kpedahu. As far as get is concerned, it's about kpeda, is the person makpid that you shouldn't do something on his roof. Huleola like lokapti inshi. Person's not going to care if you're on your roof and you reach over to catch something that fell onto his roof. So therefore, if the husband throws it onto the neighbor's roof and she reaches over and gets it, the divorce is good. So now an extension of this is if you have a courtyard and an inner courtyard. The inside is hers, the outside is his. And the outside walls are higher than the inside walls. And he threw it to her. The minute it got into the outer mechitzot, meaning into his courtyard, in the air. Why? My timer. The inner thing is protected by the outer walls because they're higher. Protected from the sun, from the elements, from marauders. It's protected, and therefore, that's considered her mechitzot, and she's immediately divorced. We don't say the same thing about Chinese boxes. You have two boxes, one inside of the other. The inside one is owned by her, the outside one is owned by him. And he threw it to her. Even when it gets to the airspace of the inside one, why? My time, huh? It never came to rest. It's still in the air. How does it help if it comes to rest? Caleb Shalokach Rishut Mocher. Here we're back to our problem of Caleb Shalokach Rishut Mocher because it's her box inside of his Rishut. We're talking about a box with no bottom. So when it comes to rest, it comes to rest on the ground. The ground is Rishut Arabim. And she's got her own box around and protecting it, therefore she's divorced. Okay, we'll hold off at this point. Mirtz Hashem in the next podcast pick up on Daf Ayin Tet Amud Bet with Beit Shammai and the issue of Get Yashan and Mirtz Hashem, over the course of the next two podcasts, complete Perek Shmini. Everyone should have a wonderful day.